This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The British firm Standard Chartered Bank isn't a bank you'll find on every corner in the United States, even though it processes almost $200 billion worth of global transactions every day. But it could soon have its banking license revoked in the nation's financial center because of allegations that the bank has been hiding tens of thousands of secret transactions with Iran. The BBC's Karen Hagen has been covering this story, and she joins us from London to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what exactly is being alleged here?
What's alleged is that Standard Chartered illegally hid transactions with Iran. And it seems that what they ultimately are accused of doing is removing a code, sequence of numbers attached to certain transactions, which would have identified the fact that they were to do with Iran. And this, you know, clearly it's against the New York state rules, absolutely for sure. If they are found to be guilty, they could potentially have their banking license revoked.
Well, if they were removing a code, that certainly seems like they were trying to hide something. What are they saying about this?
Well, they absolutely deny these accusations. So they are going to be defending themselves vigorously.
And I see the bank's shares are already down significantly this morning.
Yes. I mean, certainly at the start of trade in London, down by 15%. They fell by 7.5% overnight in Hong Kong. So, you know, this is clearly having a very damaging effect on them, you know, reputationally. And certainly it's coming after a series of other bad publicity, real flack sticking to banks, including, of course, HSBC, which was accused of money laundering, and also, of course, Barclays with the so-called LIBOR scandal, the rate rigging scandal.
The BBC's Karen Hagen in London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.